He actually called her and talked to her the night of the riots. A funny story is, when we lived around the corner, right around the corner from this, my mother did housekeeping, and during that time they didn't wear pantyhose, they wore hose, garter belts, and we were always going to Morton's with her up to the upper level to get her stockings. And there were these cardboard boxes, and it had about four or six pair of stockings in them. And she would always open the box and take two pair out. And my brother said, "Why do you always do that? Why we got to keep coming up here for two pair of stockings?" You know, even though we were out shopping or whatever, it's like, why don't you just buy the whole box? And she was that can't afford it. You know, I only need two pair. And then I'll buy some more when I get paid next time. We should try to give her money because we had money, but she didn't want it. She knew that was our money and we worked for it, and she didn't want to start taking any money from us. But like I said, we weren't poor. We weren't in poverty, but we were just managing. But she couldn't buy four or six pair at one time that was in the box. And the reason I bring that up is because when he called her that night, when my grandmother called, and she said to my grandmother to keep him in the house, don't let him back out. And he got on the phone, and he told her, he said, "Mom, went in Morton's, and I got you three boxes of those stockings. I got the whole box." It's like, oh, my God. It brings chills to me now to think about it. It was funny at first when he called to say it because I was 13. Okay, but she got upset about it. And he told her he had her three boxes of stockings. And she wasn't going to have to worry about that anymore. And she told my grandmother, don't let him back out the house.